A word I leave unspoken needs no explanation. Now, how about that? You don't get a winner like that every day, do you? That's Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. A word I leave unspoken needs no exclamation, no explanation. How often have you wished you hadn't spoken a word? How often have you said something that you would like to eat, you know, and say, no, but it's out. It's like a feather in the breeze, you know, and it's gone, and you don't know where. The wind lifts it up high and takes it here and take. And just think if you emptied a whole pellet case out in the breeze. You'd have feathers everywhere. And it's interesting how most of them are not landing nearby. They land in far or distant places. And these are like the words that should have been left unspoken. Because many times we say things and we are very unkind. And when we say things, we hurt somebody. And we don't really mean it that way. We mean it somewhat that way, but not totally. And it's taken totally. Because you say to your child, I don't know why you were born. You are a pain in the neck to me. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. And the child says, but Mommy, I love you. Yeah. If you love me, you would pay more attention to what I'm telling you to do now. And so the mother in this illustration, in this instant, which happens quite often, does not realize that she is taking a hammer and chiseling into the son's or daughter's memory bank, I wish you weren't born. And all of their life, the children are going to have that in the back of their mind, and they're going to think, you know, I don't know why it is, but I'm not happy living. I'm not happy with anything I'm doing. Nothing I do seems to do any good. They don't know that this is a little chisel work the mother had done, because they were very naughty, very nasty kids, doing something that they shouldn't have done, but never that bad. And then the mother, in frustration and irritation, flings out at them, like perhaps she was flung out at by her parents or somebody in her world, and said, the world would have been better off if you weren't born. In just one time comment, under a very trying situation, boom, indelibly woven into the fabric of your life. And it destroys you in every area. It destroys you as a person who can be a friend. It destroys you as a son or daughter. It destroys you certainly as somebody who might get married and be a husband or a wife. It destroys you in every area, because a word I leave unspoken needs no explanation. If the mother would just say, oh, I'm so frustrated. Will you kids go out and play so I can catch my breath, you know? Or, you kids, play in the house. Jeannie, the neighbor. Jeannie, you got 10 minutes? Yeah, come on over, will you please? I've got to get out of the house for 10 minutes. Will you watch the kids for me? And Jeannie says, yeah, I know how you feel. I go through that too. Yes, glad to. No problem. Do the kids have to stay in the house? Wherever you want them, that's fine with me. So the mother goes out, walks down the street. You know, all the steam is being let out here and there. And then she starts saying, what does she start saying?
I'm peace.
I am peace. I like me. I am peace. You see, she wants to get her balance back. And she knows it's not the kids, because, you know, the kids could be the cause of anything or not the cause of anything. And so she just gets her balance back. And then when she comes home, she doesn't have to have words that she wish she'd left unspoken. She says to the kids, well, now, I feel wonderful. Let's play a game together. And she's got 100 million things to do. And so she takes another 10 minutes. And she sits down and plays Uno with the kids. And then the kids don't even notice when she gets up and goes about her work, and they continue playing Uno because they're having such a good time. But she played with them. She entered into it. She did the silly things that you do when you play Uno, and the silly unremembered things and unreminded things. But she did it. She took the time. She took another precious 10 minutes. It's all it takes to play the game with the kids for a while and let them know that she loves them, and that they're okay. They're okay. They're very precious to her. It's not a matter of saying, I love you, you're very precious to me, now get out of my sight, I got work here to do. That's okay too, but to take time and play a game and not say anything has a deeper, more profound meaning than anything else. And this is wonderful. This is wonderful. A word I leave unspoken needs no exclamation. Explanation. How many of our words would we like to explain? Many of you talk to me, and you talk with your mouth full of garbage, you know, and blah, 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 and I say, what? I said, blah, 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 and I say, well, pronounce your words, you know. You're talking like an American, you know, and you're supposed to talk like a European, you know. You're from Europe. You speak English in perfect grammar, you know, in perfect diction, in perfect elocution, you know. You do it well. And I thought I was doing it well. Now, there you go. You are doing it well. Would you bring me the giraffe? And you say, bring you the giraffe? I didn't quite get that. Bring you a laugh? You know, there are many words that could be taken from giraffe, laugh, giraffe. I can't think of any more at the moment, but there are lots of words that rhyme with different other words. And if I'm not in the ballpark with where you're going with your sentence, I could go anywhere, you know. And so many times, and what we tend to do, I say, bring me the giraffe. And you say, what, the giraffe? The giraffe, please. What, the laugh? The giraffe. See, then we get louder. And then we think that getting louder is going to be clear. The jar in which we put the tea, the giraffe. Bring the pitcher, the bottle, the jar in which we put the tea. Oh, the giraffe! That's what I said. But they hear it with different ears now because they're saying it. And we do that. And we say, you fool, you don't understand, you're stupid, you're this. And that's not what we mean. We should leave those words unspoken.
It's from the German Karaffe.
Yeah, Karaffe, from the German. Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean in German?
What to explain.
Very good. Then I'm a pretty smart guy. But we should do that. We should be pretty smart people and explain these things to people when we see it's not getting across. I should be the best one at doing this because in translating work that I'm speaking about from English to German, I listen to what my translator says, and they oftentimes are quite far afield from where I'm going. And rather than saying, you stupid translator, don't you understand English? And I don't say that, and I don't even think that. I just think, how can I say it another way, which means the same or just about the same thing, which would get them on track and get the audience on track. Because I don't have time to play games with personalities. I have only time to play games with ideas and words and dreams and keeping emotions in a harmonious, dynamic vibration. And so I don't have time to speak words that are unkind, and all of a sudden there I am without a stimmer, without a voice, without a translator, because the person says to me, well, if that's the way you feel about my translation, do it yourself. And there I'm standing with my mouth hanging open, you know. And so I have to use good judgment. And no matter if they're so far from what I'm saying, I have to use good judgment. And I have to tell my translators, say what you think I'm saying. Say it even though it appears to be repetitious. Because I am saying it because there are nuances to the words that are not getting across that I want you to get across. And so if I see in my mind's eye that you're not getting it across one way, I will approach it from another way and from another way and from another way so that ultimately my listeners will get the point of what I'm saying. Because sometimes the point is very powerful. In fact, it may be the lead point of the lecture. And other times it may just be a little ancillary thing that's just added on and not too important. But actually, everything you say should be important. As we say here, a word I leave unspoken needs no explanation, and a word I speak probably needs quite a bit of explanation, especially when it's a giraffe and they're trying to give me a giraffe or a laugh. But you see, these are the things in life. These are the things. We should not be irritated at someone misunderstanding us, because their mind may be on some totally different wavelength when they're listening to us. And they may be hearing us, and they may be responding to it, but they're responding to it according to their background, according to their hang-ups, according to their experiences in life. And so as we are generous with them, as we are loving with them, as we see them through from our divine center, then we would never have a word spoken that we wish we hadn't. We want to be very careful about that, because we get self-righteous. I said, come here. And the kid says, Mom, I thought you were asking for your mirror. And so I was going to go get your mirror. You know, but you said, come here. You didn't say, get my mirror. And I thought you said, get my mirror. And I couldn't understand what you meant, because you had your mirror in your hand. You were combing your hair. And you want me to go get your mirror. But Mom, I want to do what's right. The words sometimes come through kind of strange, because you're hearing it differently. You know. Come here, bring my mirror. You know. We have lots of things that we do and lots of things that we say. And sometimes we say things to other people and we mean it one way, but they take it another way because they hear it from a different point of view. And they hear it in a totally different, non-objective way. Very subjective. And because of that, it has a lot of hurts, and it has a lot of opinions, or what would you say, it has a lot of definitions for that concept that would not be even worried about normally. Yeah, a word I leave unspoken needs no explanation. I think that if we could always take a variety of words, like words of hate, words of anger, words of judgment, words of direction where you're trying to tell somebody else what to do. All those words, if they could be unspoken, what a glorious life we'd be living. Because we have to think before we do that. I tell you, take your first thought. Well, that's true. But it's a long, long haul before any of you take your first thought. Because by the time your first thought passes through your mind, you're on to your 100th idea about what that first thought means. Because you're very quick. You're very quick. Your mind is zooming. I say blue sky, right away you're thinking of that blue dress you have, you know. And you're thinking of the blue socks or my blue jacket or you know, everything else except the blue sky. We can learn to concentrate, learn to be one-pointed, and learn to have miracles happen in our life. But to have that happen, it means that the words that we leave unspoken can be those words that are best left unspoken and best left without the need of an explanation. That's where we are. That's where we're coming from. What did Thumper's mother say to him?
Can't say anything good.
No. You got to remember the story. Thumper's mother said, Thumper? That's all she said. And then Thumper says, yes. If I can't say something nice, I don't say nothing at all. You see, it doesn't matter whether Thumper's mother said it to him or he said it, but it's part of the story. Mm-hmm. And you recognize it instantly once I push it at you. But the thing is, you should recognize it instantly without having it brought to you. It's Thumper who said this, not Thumper's mother. And I'm going to give you all sorts of little tests like that as we go along, because I want you to always be responsible for your words, be responsible for what you say. And a lot of times I don't check you out. A lot of times you say things that I never said, or that were never said, or that should never have been said, and you make a big fuss over it. And I say, okay, because I won't be a part of it. Now, can you not be a part of it when someone else says something that you misunderstood or misunderstand or undertake for yourself? Can you do that? That's good training. Good training. Because there's nothing to lose, nothing to win. What you lose is an unhappy situation. What you win is the feeling that you're the master of yourself. That's not bad. That's not bad. Kind of a nice win, isn't it? A word I leave unspoken needs no explanation. And I think that's the best kind of word for all of us to use here in our thought for today. So now, I love you, 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 I love you.